like open doors, leading you down into my core, where I become so
welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live. Of course, it's Thursday, July 2nd, 2009 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And we're going to jump right back off and get into the information pertaining to the economic crisis. But first, in this first segment, a couple of things I thought were interesting today. The Associated Press carried a story, and this is particularly ironic. I mentioned the NPR story talking about Chantix and Zyban, of course, in conjunction with those being drugs to help people quit smoking. The side effects may include death, according to studies. And so the FDA has called for more studies to investigate these side effects and, you know, possibility and such. So I mentioned that yesterday. And then today, the Associated Press carried a story that was actually picked up by one of our local print affiliates, the Spokesman Review, spokesman.com. And the headline was, Idaho again offers help to smokers looking to quit. It was a related story. And the story said, it was just a short story. It said, once again, would-be smokers can request free nicotine patches, gum and lozenges from the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare's Project Filter. Well, isn't that nice? The program ran out of money earlier this year, making the free four-week supplies unavailable in May and June. State public health officials said the shortfall was because they had a record number of people seeking to quit after the federal tobacco tax increased from 39 cents to $1.01 per pack. The Idaho legislature approved a whopping $700,000 to run the nicotine program for fiscal year 2010, which began July 1. Project Filter program manager Jack Miller says he's pleased to be back in business helping smokers kick the habit. But I thought it was interesting. So this story runs, and I'm thinking, no, not meaning or intending to cast aspersions on Project Filter program manager Jack Miller or anybody else for that matter. I was just curious. Immediately I thought, well, I wonder if there is any chatter over there about Chantix or Zyban. And sure enough, under the testimonials section, Idaho Joey had this to say, who's been a member since April of 2006. He says, today is my second month without smoking to the day. I am taking Chantix, a medication specialized to help me quit. I have a craving every day. However, the med helps to kind of cut the crave in half, he writes. I could pick up right now and smoke, but because of the meds, I have the control, not nicotine. Chantix works on the nicotine receptor sites. That's very, that's getting pretty close. It is $100 a month, same as a person would spend on a carton of cigs. Three members of my family have died with COPD and emphysema. I don't want my mother to do the same because of secondhand smoke. He says, advice, Chantix takes the edge off. However, you need to really make a commitment and not want to smoke. Okay, so why is this important? Why am I saying this? Well, I promise you there's more to the story. I should have mentioned this yesterday, but I was talking about it after the broadcast. And so stick around. We'll be right back. I'll tell you why it's important right after this.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hi, this is Tom DeWeese, inviting you to join us for the 10th Annual Freedom 21 National Conference in Oklahoma City, August 13th to 15th. Our keynote speaker is G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. You will also meet Chuck Baldwin, Gun Owners of America President Larry Pratt, a host of state legislators hot on the heels of the fight to preserve state sovereignty. And you will learn all the details behind the coming international ID and how the MEAC report fits in. Property rights, privacy rights, education, and the assault on natural health care, all will be discussed at Freedom 21. And John Stadmiller of RBN will be helping me co-host the event. You can register for the full conference or for just a day. We also offer a very special student rate. For more information, go to www.freedom21.org or call my office at 540-341-8915. The leaders in the fight to preserve our freedom are gathering in Oklahoma City this summer. I hope you'll join us at the Freedom 21 National Conference.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Okay, welcome back. If you missed yesterday's broadcast, that was the one that I talked about the military project that was put out, the technical paper, the final report on the from the Defense Technical Information Center, which is kind of the clearinghouse for all of the branches and all of the wonderful, great stuff. That was the cooperative wall-climbing robots in 3D environments for surveillance and target tracking. And that report talked about the military contracting with a college in New York City to design wall-climbing, swarming, surveillance, target tracking robots for window cleaning, to be made by Hasbro, of course. And we all remember that Hasbro was instrumental in the making of Transformers, as was the DOD, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, so why is this story important? So you got, yeah, people are trying to quit smoking. That's a great thing. Project Filter, you know, sounds like a great thing. We're going to help out. We're going to use $700,000 appropriated by Idaho legislature to do that. Back in business. And Project Filter Program Manager Jack Miller is excited. So why is this important? And we have testimonial from Idaho Joey that he's taking Chantix. And great, side effects don't include, you know, death for Joey, which is Idaho Joey, which is good. I'm excited about that. But I'm very alarmed at the issues surrounding this drug. Why? Well, I mentioned the Guggenheim Foundation report. The report was titled Serotonin and Impulse Aggression, Not So Fast by Joel Wallman, who is a Guggenheim Foundation program officer. And in that report, some of the things he said, here's a brief excerpt. It says, one promising exception is the neurotransmitter serotonin. Dozens of studies, and see, if you're not familiar with Guggenheim Foundation, they're one of the foundations that the Reese Committee pointed to as, you know, particularly un-American, basically, in the things that they fund, the activities that they fund. They're basically in collusion with the efforts of, among others, the Ford Foundation, Carnegie, Rockefeller, and basically every other major foundation, MacArthur, all of the other big foundations in this country, to fund un-American activities. And that's, you know, all in the Reese Committee hearings. You can go find that on the internet if you're not familiar. But anyway, so what's the Guggenheim Foundation up to? One of the things they study is aggressive behavior and, you know, violence and those kinds of things. That's their particular bent or area of interest. So speaking of serotonin, what's the connection? One promising exception is the neurotransmitter serotonin. Dozens of studies have found that people with documented histories of impulse violence have, on the average, a reduction in function of the serotonin system relative to people without such a profile. What does that mean? He's saying if something has disrupted your serotonin reuptake process, then you probably are going to exhibit violent behavior as opposed to people without that kind of a situation, either violent behavior or serotonin level disruption. In other words, there's a direct correlation between the neurotransmission of serotonin in your brain and aggressive behavior. Continuing, he says, in the serotonin deficit, then we seem to have a constitutional flaw underlying the syndrome of impulsive violent behavior. If serotonin abnormalities are truly linked in a specific way to aggression as opposed to behavior problems more generally, then we have a window into not just pathologies of aggression, but the normal neurobiology of aggression as well. In other words, there's a direct link between messing with the serotonin transmitter, neurotransmitter process and serotonin levels and aggressive behavior. You start messing with the serotonin level, all of a sudden you get people that want to jump up on McDonald's and start, you know, taking pot shots at people. This discovery, he writes, also provides a basis for intelligent conjecture about the selective forces governing the evolution of both serotonin and aggression in animals in general, primates more specifically, and humans in particular. Anyway, sounds kind of like something that maybe Bertrand Russell would have wrote or something. But anyway, the point is there's a direct correlation. Studies show it. The Guggenheim Foundation, among many others, and I single out Guggenheim because this is kind of their bent again. So they say, they admit that there's a direct correlation between disruption of serotonin levels and aggressive or violent behavior. So why is this important? Well, guess what Zyban and Chantix are? Zyban is a form of an antidepressant that, as far as I know, is a dopamine reuptake inhibitor, similar to a serotonin reuptake inhibitor or selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor. So here's the problem, and I'll try to say this succinctly so we can move on, but I was thinking about it. This should have gone along with this mention of last night's story, because with this story that I mentioned that NPR picked up about Chantix and Zyban being a problem, FDA, the story was FDA requires Chantix, Zyban to have warning. So they're going to get the black label warning or the black box warning. That's the strongest warning. And they're, you know, the FDA is calling for studies because people taking these drugs are having suicidal thoughts and tendencies. And so, you know, like I said, you take this and the ads might as well say, you know, take Chantix or Zyban and quit smoking or die trying. Side effects may include death. You know, it's ridiculous. So what's the problem? Here's the problem succinctly. If you understand that is, you know, you're taking a dopamine reuptake inhibitor or a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor, then what you're doing is disrupting the natural levels of those chemicals in your brain. And when that happens, if for some reason you quit taking that drug, that process is gone because your body's not manufacturing that like it normally would. What does that mean? Well, back to the Guggenheim report, means you're going to exhibit aggressive and violent behavior. So it's out of the frying pan and into the fire. Here's the irony. You take this stuff, you take Chantix and Zyban, and you might exhibit suicidal tendencies. You might exhibit suicidal behavior, according to studies and according to people who've already said they wanted to kill themselves or actually did it while taking this stuff. This isn't, you know, I'm not guessing here. This was the NPR story yesterday, and these are the studies, and these are the things that have happened. But here's the big problem. You go from wanting to, you know, commit suicide taking this stuff to you go off of it. They said on the story, you know, consult your doctor about, you know, maybe getting off the drug if you have side effects that include, you know, suicidal tendencies. Well, here's the problem. You've disrupted the reuptake inhibitor process, and now there's nothing to take its place, quite possibly. And so now, instead of just wanting to kill yourself, now you want to climb up on McDonald's and kill a whole bunch of other people. Gosh, how great is that? I mean, this is Brave New World on steroids, pun intended. You know, it's just crazy. Anyway, if you want to find out more about, I guess, documented stories of these kinds of drugs, particularly the antidepressants that have been involved in the situations that we've seen in the headlines that always wind up in, you know, I guess you might say, as Rahm Emanuel says, an opportunity not to let a perfectly good crisis go to waste. You know, somebody does something bad and, you know, we need an assault weapon ban, or, you know, we need to regulate something somewhere. You know what I'm talking about. And if you want to go to I would say the best source to see that just about every story you ever see in the headlines is always of that nature anyway. You know, mom drowns kids or, you know, dad shoots whole family. Those kinds of stories are always connected to the serotonin reuptake inhibitors and the dopamine reuptake inhibitors, the antidepressants, basically, generally speaking. You can go to SSRIstories.org, SSRI for selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor, SSRIstories.org, and they, you know, they've been cataloging these stories for years, and now they're up to 2,900 plus stories that involve these kinds of drugs, these kinds of situations. But, you know, when you don't traffic in that information, you see these stories every once in a while, who knows, you know, every 3 months, 6 months, year, 2 years, and it doesn't seem like a big deal. 2,900 stories that they've documented, they've followed through the mass media that have been connected to this kind of behavior. And that, of course, by no means is all of them. They're just going with the stories that have been vetted. So, pretty amazing. Anyway, that doesn't sound like a good option to me. You know, let's see, I could quit smoking or, you know, side effects may include death. Gosh, you know, quitting smoking is hard. Like Idaho Joey says, you really have to be, you have to make a commitment not to want to smoke. Gosh, it's hard, but let's see, I could take Chantix, side effects may include death. I don't know. How did we get to this point? Where somehow this is an option? You need to understand, side effects may include death. Okay, let me get back to you on that. I'm going to have to think on that one. Honey, what do you think? You know, what is going on in this country? Anyway, when you come back, we'll jump back into Bruce Wiseman's article. That's probably enough of that nonsense for one day. And we'll pick up and take off from there. We'll be right back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
An important part of healing in youth involves your body's ability to create proteins at a rate faster than your body is breaking down. The process of creating proteins is orchestrated by amino acids and repair proteins, both of which become deficient in the typical person's body the older they get, so that by age 40, the rate of repair has declined enough that the effects are very noticeable to most people. Chrysalis is a liquid spray nutritional supplement that supplies the body an essential repair protein. By taking Chrysalis, you can potentially improve your overall rate of repair. This product is reported to have a profound track record of success. People frequently report deeper sleep, more energy, better mood, aches and pains going away, loss of body fat, gray hair reversing, vision improvement, and much more. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Go to learnthesecretstoyouth.com. That's learnthesecretstoyouth.com or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Welcome back. So I hope that makes sense. I mean, these kinds of drugs are really, they're creating Manchurian candidates. I suppose you could say Zyban should be renamed to Zybanturian candidate, I think, maybe. Something like that. Anyway, I won't stick on that, but if people only knew these kinds of things, hopefully they would be horrified and outraged, and certainly they would choose not to take these kinds of things. I mentioned, I'm not proud of it, but I used to smoke, and I quit cold turkey, and it was no big deal. You know, my wife says, not everybody can do that. Well, I would disagree, but anyway, enough of that. We'll move on. A few interesting stories today, real quick, before we do. The Associated Press story by Jae-soon Chang, North Korea fires missiles, launched toward U.S. feared. What a great headline. And I didn't even read the first line when I saw that headline. I just was curious. You know, Jae-soon Chang is an AP writer. I was wondering what else Jae-soon Chang has written lately. So I just did a quick search And that was interesting. North Korea test fires four short-range missiles. North Korea, North Korea, North Korea, North Korea. South Korea, North Korea, North Korea. Wow, that's interesting. Jaesoon Chang doesn't sound like a North Korean name either, or Korean at all. North Korea, North Korea, U.S., North Korea, South Korea. I can see where this is going. Going back months, North Korea, North Korea. I wonder what Jaesoon Chang usually writes about. That's interesting. And it's basically every story is begins with North Korea. Oh, wait, Russian foreign minister sees no breakthrough in North Korea trip. Never mind. Anyway, you get the point. This gets back to my point about, I mean, and the irony is that the AP story was featured by WorldMag.com, which is supposed to be a Christian, you know, publication. It's interesting, you know, they're featuring this AP content. North Korea fires missiles launched toward U.S. feared. Ah, run, you know, run for your life. And by the way, I'm not afraid of North Korea. Now, if Kim Jong-il had box cutters, or if he had 19 guys that had box cutters, I would be scared. I know that's not funny, but I'm just, the only thing I hope to do is point out the absurdity of what's going on here by saying that. Anyway, so no offense to families who were affected by 9/11 and subsequent events, which is basically all of us in this country, as we know. But on that same page with that story, World Mag has the cover of their latest print publication with Ahmadinejad, you know, waving his finger in the air in true megalomaniac fashion. So I'm sure that's fair and balanced, right? Just like this story about North Korea, you know, launched toward U.S. feared. Oh, my goodness. He might actually, who knows? You know, he might get one halfway across the ocean. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, the point is this is absolutely ridiculous. Now, you scroll down in the article a little bit, and sure enough, guess what you find? I totally expect that we will see another long-range missile launch because they said they would do it, Ralph Kosa, president of the Pacific Forum CSIS think tank, told the Associated Press from Beijing, where he was attending a non-proliferation conference. And that's really what we're getting at here. This idea, you know, this is a two-pronged attack, as far as I'm concerned, on everybody. America, North Korea, Russia, China, everybody. It's non-proliferation. If you don't believe it, just ask Boeing. And their sales are off 50% this year, from what I understand. 48, something like that. Anyway, why is that happening? Well, because the defense industry ain't what it used to be. And according to the latest stories on Boeing, the market there, they're saying, you know, the aviation industry, as far as the military is concerned, is in the unmanned stuff. Remember that story? And the, you know, several that go with it. Anyway, so you have their CSIS in the middle once again. And who is CSIS? You know, I mentioned the report about Israel and Iran. You know, Iran doesn't even have nuclear capability yet, and somehow in the next 3 years they're going to be able to launch a missile in any direction halfway around the globe, and the whole world's in trouble. But Israel's had the technology since the 60s, according to the CIA, and they can't even make it to the border of Iran. That's what the CSIS report said. But, you know, they were trying to scare you into believing that somehow Iran is a threat, and Israel, of course, is not. That's a whole different story. We won't even get into that, but plenty of coverage on that, especially on this network. So, anyway, absurd AP story. That's probably enough on that. So, we'll come back and we'll jump back into Wiseman's article. We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Okay, welcome back. Bottom of the hour. You know what? I can't help myself. Before I go away from that North Korea fires missile story, not only was the CSIS in it, and this isn't a surprise, you know, these are the some of the usual suspects, I suppose you could say, but one of my other favorite guys is in there. The head of U.S. Northern Command, General Victor E. Gene Renwart, said in an interview with the Washington Times this week that U.S. missile defenses are prepared to knock down any incoming North Korean missile. I don't know. What if they have box cutters, Renwart? Anyway, I think we ought to assume there might be one on the 4th of July, he said, according to the paper. And then, of course, they go on. That's, you know, two paragraphs later is the CSIS quote I mentioned, Ralph Kosa, president of the Pacific Forum CSIS think tank. And they mention North Korea's threat with the nuke test and the ICBM test launch. And anyway, it's meaningless. So what is with this dog and pony show? Is anybody wondering? And like I said, you know, you scroll back up to the top of the page, and there's Ahmadinejad shaking his finger in megalomaniac fashion. And so what's going on here? And where's the real story? Which is a segue, I suppose you could say, into this piece. Once again, by Bruce Wiseman. This is still the article, The Financial Crisis, A Look Behind the Wizard's Curtain, published by Canada Free Press, written by Bruce Wiseman, published March 19th of this year. And we're moving toward Ellen Brown's article that was picked up by the Huffington Post a short time ago. And again, thanks, Dave, for that. I'm going to pick up in Wiseman's article from yesterday. And it says, so I ran through some of the quotes. I'm going to jump back in essentially where I left off yesterday. So Wiseman says, he concludes after the quotes from some of the international banking cartel, the elitists, folks like Jaime Caruana and Evelyn de Rothschild, Gordon Brown, Michael Camdessis, folks like that, gives the quotes, and then he says, so you see, this was a drill. Talking about the crisis, this was a strategy. Bring in easy money, Allen, to loosen the credit screws, open the floodgates to mortgage loans to the seriously unqualified with the CRA, Community Reinvestment Act, bundle these as securities, repeal Glass-Steagall and waive capital requirements for investment banks so the mortgage-backed securities could be sold far and wide, wait until the loans matured a bit, and some became delinquent, and ensure the media spread this news as if Heidi Fleiss had had a sex change operation, then slam in an international accounting rule that was guaranteed to choke off all credit and crash the lending economies of the world, not to mention, you could say, wipe out balance sheets simultaneously everywhere, because mark-to-market means we all mark down, regardless of how strong our institution is. And imagine how mark-to-market plays into the financial sector assessment programs, too, the audits of nations' financial systems, when you're wiping out the balance sheets of multinational corporations at the same time. Continuing, he says, ensure the right people were in the key places at the right time, Greenspan, Paulson, Geithner, Caruana. When the economic pain was bad enough, promote the theory that the existing financial structures did not work and that a global monetary authority, a Bretton Woods for the 21st century, was needed to solve the crisis and ensure that this does not happen again, which is exactly where we are right now. And then he writes, what do you do? Let me preface this section by saying that this is advice designed to help you orient your assets, i.e. your reserves, your retirement plans, etc., to the brave new world of international finance. It's not meant as advice about what to do with your business or your job or your personal life. These things are all senior to this subject, which has a very narrow focus. There is an embarrassment of riches of materials that you can use to stay ahead of and on top of this crisis. Man, we need to have Bruce on to talk about that. Use them to flourish and prosper. This article is not a call to cut back or contract. It is to provide you information so you know what is going on and can plan. Enough said. I would agree. And I would say that for this specific reason, the financial and the economic regulatory aspects of what are coming, and to me everything is like a confluence into that hub. The pandemic, the healthcare, I mean, all of these things are in one way or another connected to this situation as far as I'm concerned. And you can, I don't know, in a sentence or two, I think you can make that argument. Anyway, first of all, he says, while not likely, but just in case Tim Geithner is shocked into some new age epiphany and Ben Bernanke grows some real wisdom, in his polished dome, this is what the government should do. Cancel, number one, cancel any aspects of Basel II that are causing banks to misevaluate their assets. Two, remove the provision of the TARP that permits the Fed to pay interest on deposits. Three, mandate that any funds given under the TARP bailout or that are to be given to banks in the future must be used to lend to deserving borrowers. Four, repeal the Community Reinvestment Act. Five, reinstate Glass-Steagall. Six, restore mandated capital requirements to investment banks. Seven, and in case Congress decides to cease being a flock of frightened sheep and take responsibility for the country's monetary policy, they should get rid of the privately owned Federal Reserve Bank and establish a monetary system based on production and property. Eight, but if a global monetary authority is put in place, it should not be controlled by central bankers. It should be fully controlled directly by governments with real oversight over it and with a system of checks and balances. This you can communicate when this matter hits Congress or the White House or both, which it almost certainly will. And what do you do with your reserves in this brave new world of international finance? Modesty aside, please do what I have been recommending for a few years now. Get liquid out of the stock and bond markets and put some of your assets into precious metals, gold and silver, but more heavily into silver. Keep the rest in cash, CDs and T-bills, and perhaps a small bit in some stronger foreign currencies like the Chinese yuan. Also referred to as the RMB or the renminbi, which is short for renminbi. And remember that my recommendations are based on my 30 years of experience in banking, finance, and investments, but I have no crystal ball and make no guarantees regarding my recommendations. But he sure has a pretty good handle on what's really going on at a macro level. You know, I got a couple of emails, and, you know, you probably get stuff from people all the time. You ask them these questions. I mean, just a simple question. What is the financial sector assessment program, and how does it affect your investment strategies at your company? How do you think that's going to impact this country? I don't know. What's the financial sector assessment program? I don't know. You're the expert. You tell me. That says a lot. I got an email from a guy yesterday, and I guarantee you he doesn't have a clue about what's really going on in this country, and most don't. And that's not to cast aspersions. It's a fact that most of the people, like John Stossel said back in April on Freedom Watch with Napolitano, those closest to the crisis panic. Why? Because they can't see the forest for the trees. They don't really have a good perspective of what's going on. Their focus is too micro. They can't really get proper perspective. Anyway, continuing, Wiseman writes, "We are living in the most challenging economic times this planet has ever seen. I hope this article has helped shed some light on what is currently happening on the international financial scene. I didn't cover everything, as I don't have time to write another book right now, nor did I cover everyone involved, but these are the broad strokes. If you want to follow these shenanigans, log on to the Road to London Summit." And that's linked in the article. The article's in the archives. You can click through, or you can just go to Canada Free Press and grab the article there. It will all look and sound very reasonable, all about saving jobs and homes, but you have to see behind the wizard's curtain, and the above is what is really going on. And then he closes with, "Keep your powder dry." I love it. It's very interesting. You know, speaking of Congress, in point number 7 that he makes to turn things around, in case Congress decides to cease being a flock of frightened sheep and take responsibility for the country's monetary policy, they should get rid of the privately owned Federal Reserve Bank and establish a monetary system based on production and property. Speaking of stepping up and taking charge, I mentioned, was that on air, I think, the story that I call every day America's, you know, best described in the CSIS report by Anthony Cordesman titled "America's Self-Destroying Air Power Becoming Your Own Peer Threat." in that report, Cordesman makes some points that to me are analogous in this situation. And it's interesting how they do this is fascinating. You have this kind of reverse, it's like a role reversal. It's like the Bank for International Settlements speaking out against Too Big to Fail. Dave, thanks for that too, by the way. And thanks everybody for sending stuff. And whoever's sending me stuff in Greek, it'd be easier if you translate it before you send it, because I'm not having a whole lot of luck. I think I'm losing something in the translation. Anyway, so the BIS being critical of Too Big to Fail is an interesting sort of role reversal, isn't it? That's exactly what Cordesman did in that article, like they always do, to say, well, you know, if we don't get this straightened out, here's what's going to happen. Well, that's the bad guys. You know, it's like the Bank for International Settlements. They put the directives in place through the back door. Out the back door go the directives. Nobody hears about it. It kind of goes underground and it comes around. And guess what? All of a sudden, what they said is what we're following. And then later, publicly out the front door, they're saying, oh, you know, if they don't get that cleaned up, that's going to cause a mess. Well, wait a second. Those were your directives. Everything that Wiseman lists is essentially a Bank for International Settlements directive, a global monetary policy directive. So are they criticizing themselves? It's pretty bizarre and Orwellian, I would say. Anyway, so the example that I'm thinking of, I'm just looking for the report. I was thinking about it as I was reading it. It's in the conclusion, I believe, at the end of the report. You can still find it at CSIS. I'm sure the links that are in the archives of this broadcast to that document are all screwed up now, because speaking of website redesigns, you know how I mentioned that everybody's going through these massive website redesigns? CSIS went through that, and they changed their HT access doc, I'm sure, which basically determines how the links are, pages are rerouted and what's displayed in the URL of the page. So now all of their links are all screwed up. You can't find anything. You can find the documents and stuff, but the old link that would take you to the main page of that report or whatever, for example, are all gone. They totally changed their website. So anyway, you can still find the document there. I guess maybe we'll post another link to it. But in America's Self-Destroying Air Power, Becoming Your Own Peer Threat, that Cordesman wrote last year, in the conclusion, he wrote this. And I think this is very apropos, not just in this instance with the aviation field, but also in this well, everything really, banking and financial sector situation, for example. And by the way, if you're not familiar, you should read it. It's a great report, America's Self-Destroying Air Power. Unfortunately, it's, you know, it's very informative, but most people don't realize that when you see these names, you know, Boeing, Northrop Grumman, Airbus, EADS, all of the defense contractors involved in this story that shows up every day. This is why, to me, it's called the everyday story. The F-22, F-35, V-22, VH-71, B-1, B-2, the KC tankers, C-17. I mean, all of these are part of this story. It's the same story, but most people don't realize that's even a story, first of all, let alone that it's the same story. And I guarantee you, if you start following it, you read that report, you'll see it in every day in the headlines. It's unbelievable. Anyway, in the conclusion, Cordesman writes, and like I said, I think this could pertain to the banking just as easily as defense aerospace. He says, none of the peer threats to the U.S. military aviation are new. Underestimating technology, failing to set reasonable performance specifications and control the growth over time, appallingly bad cost estimation and unrealistic development and production schedules have been critical problems in aviation since World War I. The same has been true of the misuse of analysis to justify given programs in the form of exaggerated threats, mission needs, and effectiveness. Now, this is another example of, is Cordesman being critical of himself? Because misuse of analysis to justify given programs, where is this analysis and, you know, these kinds of things coming from? You know, here, you want an example of exaggerated threats? How about the piece that I just read, the North Korea AP story, with General Victor Renmark saying that we should expect an ICBM in our lap from North Korea on the 4th of July? Is that, to me, that sounds like an exaggerated threat. How about you? Since those two technologies don't go together as far as we're aware in North Korea. Anyway, stick around. We'll be right back.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in 1 day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Welcome back to the final segment of Drunk Driving Through the Headlines, Monographs, and Think Tank Reports with your host. No, just kidding. But kind of feels that way, doesn't it? There is a connection, really. If you listen, though, like I said, this report by Anthony Cordesman, America's Self-Destroying Air Power, Becoming Your Own Peer Threat, over at CSIS, really does sound like it could apply to just about everything. Certainly the financial issues, the financial predicament that we're in. Anyway, like I said, he writes, the same has been true of the misuse of analysis to justify given programs in the form of exaggerated threats, mission needs, and effectiveness. Well, Cordesman and others are the folks that have been giving this analysis that's been misused. Oh, my goodness, no. And, you know, they always maintain clinical objectivity when that is at issue, right? I mean, just go back and look at the Brownlow-Brookings feud for more on that. Like I said, you know, Renwart saying we should expect an ICBM or a nuke from North Korea or who knows what from, you know, on the 4th of July from North Korea. Doesn't that sound like an exaggerated threat? I can't believe this guy actually has the nerve to go out in public in the morning. The things that he says, you can still find his speech from last August 20th on Jonah's Gospel. That's an unbelievable piece of work right there. Anyway, soon we'll be choosing a new government for our country, he said a couple of times. And I don't think he misspoke. Anyway, continuing, Cordesman writes, there is an inherent tendency to turn every procurement exercise into a liar's contest. Sell the program by overpromising and undercosting and create plans and budgets to match. That's unbelievable. And when you read through this report and you see the headlines, I should post the stuff that I emailed to some folks because you look through the headlines and it's like it's a storybook. It's playing out textbook, as they say. So are these guys psychic? Or is there more to the story? It's like somebody saying, what was it? The White House situation. White House directives. Not just like the Norman Dodd quote, but, you know, there was the NSA material that was recently declassified and some other things. You know, you find these directives that come out of the White House and supposedly they got it right. But, you know, you go back to Carol Quigley's quote when he talked about perhaps the best campaign of counterespionage is to put out so much other material that by the time somebody gets to the good stuff and the real stuff, it's just been so watered down by everything else that they can't possibly use it, and it's certainly not in a timely manner. That's exactly what's happening. So you almost wonder, can't phrase this properly, apparently, in the last moments here, but instead of thinking, you know, this was something that was accidental, maybe all of this other misinformation coming out of the White House is possibly intentional, perhaps? Anyway, I hope you understand where I'm going with that. Maybe we'll read the rest of this conclusion, maybe not tomorrow. I would certainly recommend that you go grab a copy of this document and then just watch the headlines. It'll blow your mind. America's Self-Destroying Air Power. I know that's not exactly related to the financial, but be that as it may, it's still good information. Anyway, thank you. It's been an honor and a pleasure as always. Take care. God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
With recent internet